You're about to get some information you can actually use. It's what we do here on American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
In several states around the country, this weekend is the back-to-school weekend. Some states get rid of sales taxes on back-to-school supplies and clothes and things like that. But one way or the other, within weeks, the kids are going to be back to school. And the current state of the economy, inflation, and other things, it's affecting people a lot more this year. And, well, the way some people are dealing with it may surprise you. So let's get you some advice on how to get through the back-to-school spending spree the right way. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. I am now joined by Nick Worley. He is a CNET Money senior editor. And you're talking about inflation making things more expensive. I think we know that. We are accustomed, unfortunately, to inflation at the moment. But the way people are dealing with that when it comes to back-to-school shopping, there could be some mistakes being made, if I'm reading you right.
Yeah, a new CNET Money consumer spending report that we published earlier this week found that 43% of back-to-school shoppers are going to leverage some form of financing to pay for school supplies this year. So financing, that could mean using an existing credit card. Some of them, 12%, are actually going to open a new credit card. And then we also had people reporting that they're going to take advantage of some of those buy now, pay later options, or tapping into a savings account or even a retirement account that's not necessarily earmarked for those educational expenses. A reason that that's concerning is that in the last year, in response to inflation, credit card interest rates have gone up. How this works is whenever the Federal Reserve hikes rates, which they've been doing a lot in order to try to combat inflation, typically the interest rate on a consumer product like a credit card or perhaps a personal loan, those interest rates end up going up too. And so the average APR on a credit card, it's the highest it's ever been right now. It's over 22% is the average APR on a credit card. So if consumers plan to use a credit card for back-to-school shopping season, most financial experts want you to pay that down as quick as you can. That way you're not getting dogged by that extra interest on that credit card.
Man, a credit card, especially opening up a credit card for buying a one-time purchase like something back to school, what's driving people to that? I mean, we do know that inflation's up, but people think, man, 3%, 4%, 5% inflation, that doesn't sound that bad. But when you put that on top of what's happened over the last couple of years, it really adds up.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, the Fed has made good effort to bring down inflation. At one point last year, the year-over-year inflation was over 9%. And their benchmark that they aim for is 2%. We're pretty close. We're in the threes right now. But we're starting to see data on how Americans responded to that high inflation over the last year, over the last 18 months. We had a report from the Fed of New York that came out in May of this year. Americans have a combined total of $986 billion in credit card debt. And so that's a staggering number, but also the statistic that really stuck out to me is that that's a 17% increase year over year, 17% more debt than just 12 months ago. So I think that what the numbers show is people are leaning more on their credit cards. They're leaning more on spending money that they don't necessarily have right now. We've had layoffs. We've had downsizing. I think from the pandemic, people are still reeling from when they were furloughed, when they were unemployed, when they, you know, had to really dip into savings or break into their 401k or retirement account in order to make ends meet. So we're continuing to see the impact of that for a lot of consumers as we go into back-to-school shopping season, which for a lot of families is one of the bigger spending seasons of the year.
Is there any worry that these types of debts with this type of interest is going to have a residual effect on personal incomes down the road, maybe later this year?
Well, I think what's tricky about this time of year is that we've got back-to-school shopping season. We do know that a third of people who use a credit card, they pay it off in full each month, right? So the credit card's not necessarily what's bad. It's the it's our procrastination. That's the, you know, that gets us into trouble. But what's sticky about back-to-school shopping season being in August is that if you don't pay it down quickly, then you're going to go into the biggest spending season of the year, holiday, already behind, so to speak. You know, you're already in the hole, you're already in debt, and now you're buying gifts, you're, you know, perhaps you're traveling, you're taking some time off work. Those are all things that are important for consumers to take into consideration. And, you know, it's also an unavoidable expense. Even one of the pieces is the school supplies and the cost of goods going up. But another piece is that as schools inevitably incorporate more electronics into their curriculum, as they should, the cost of school tuition, the cost of public school tuition goes up a little bit. You might have an activities fee, you might have an electronics fee, right? They're just trying to help pay for those advancements in technology. So some of those expenses might not be avoidable. Things like tax-free weekends, looking for tax holidays, and just being financially savvy, making a plan for what you're going to get, what you need, what you don't actually need, and then paying it down quickly. That's what most financial experts are advocating that consumers think about this month.
We are visiting with CNET Money's senior editor, Nick Walney. And Nick, let's talk about what are some ways to kind of mitigate these. I know some people are just going to buy fewer things, but you mentioned the electronics. Somebody may say, you know what, I'm going to have to go buy a used one. Those new ones are really expensive. Any advice on how they can get kind of the best dollar for dollar deal and try to keep that budget under control?
Yeah, a couple of tips. One is that we know back to school shoppers are shopping online more than they did in years past. And so if that's you, if you plan to get some of your school supplies or whatever online for your family or for yourself, then look into installing one of these free shopping extensions, one of these browser extensions. CNET has one. It's called CNET Shopping. There are many others. They're all free. You install it on your browser. And then when you're shopping online, let's say you're looking at a backpack on Amazon.com or something like that, you'll receive an alert. You'll receive a notification if that same backpack, same make and model is a few bucks cheaper on another website, you know, like Walmart.com or Target.com, whatever. So that can be a really nice way not only to save a few bucks, but also just to save time because it will notify you. And then another component to think about, particularly for used electronics, refurbished electronics. This can be a great way to save money. You know, if you're looking at getting a computer for your kid who's going off to college or whatever, look for something that is a certified refurbished product. It'll either have the name certified refurbished or it'll have the name factory certified, something like that. This is different than an open box discount. When something is certified refurbished, it means that the manufacturer or the company has gone through the process of retesting that electronic device, installing the right parts, the parts that are made by the company. Also consider looking for a warranty on a refurbished product. If a refurbished product has a warranty, that really says that that business has put their money where their mouth is, right? They expect this product to last for a long time. There's no point in saving 50 bucks if you get a laptop that's just going to poop out on you 2 months from now. So those are a couple of consumer tips. If you're specifically shopping for electronics, look for certified refurbished, refurbished, or factory certified. That language is going to indicate that it has been tested and it is a quality product.
All right. And where do we follow more of your writing and advice there at CNET?
Yep. You can find me on CNET Money, CNET.com. And we are covering money, technology, and everything in between. So visit us over at CNET.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Really appreciate the advice.
Thank you.
Well, at least the kids are going back to school as normal this year. It wasn't that long ago that they weren't even allowed to. So what happens if we end up being told there's another pandemic? Be afraid. Let's go through the same stuff we went through before. How will we react? We've got that conversation just ahead right here on American Viewpoints.